Dear listeners, welcome to the podcast of the European Reference Network GuardHeart, the ERN of rare and complex heart diseases in both adult and pediatric patients across the European Union. Today we have two guests, Associate Professor and Cardiologist Juan Gimeno and Associate Professor Maria Sabater, she's a biologist, and both are working in Bergen-Dalarixaca, the University Hospital in Murcia, Spain. Welcome to both of you. Maria, may I ask you the first question? Can you tell us briefly about your city, about Murcia?
Certainly. I live in Murcia. It is located in the southeast of Spain, with about 500,000 population. It's a very beautiful city surrounded by mountains and the Segura River that run through it. It's known for being the orchard of Europe for its great export of agricultural products, especially citrus fruits. We also have the Mediterranean Sea a few kilometers away, which is one of the best known destinations in Spain. Murcia is also a city rich in cultural heritage and traditions as a Holy Week. And we have multitude of restaurants offering a variety of excellent food, bars and terraces where we can enjoy the sun and good weather nearly year round. So I think that it's a nice city to visit. On the healthcare front, we have public healthcare featuring three provincial hospitals. The primary one, which is the Bergen-Dalarixaca University Hospital, that housing our referent cardiomyopathy unit. Yes.
Great, Maria, thank you. That's a nice overview. And Juan, can you tell us more about your hospital and about the main focus?
Yes, thank you, Nienke. This hospital, Universitario Virgen de la Risaca, is the main hospital, as Maria said, of the region of Murcia, which is 1.4 million inhabitants. And the hospital has 1,200 beds. And this is a large adult and pediatric center. We have 24-hour service with main specialties and qualified experienced consultants. And the hospital is linked to the University of Murcia and also linked to Instituto Murciano of Research. The center has full facilities for rare and complex heart diseases. And since the 2003, when it was founded, the Inherited Cardiac Disease Reference Center, we've seen more than 15,000 individuals from 5,000 families. And well, ours is an accredited center nationally, internationally, and our main focus is to treat the patients with rare cardiomyopathies and channelopathies and other diseases which are more very rare diseases. That's our main aim.
Thank you, Juan. Maria, why did you become a member of the ERN and in which thematic areas?
First of all, thank you, Nick, for this question. But we've been part of the ERN since 2018. Our decision to join was driven by several factors directly impacting health and research. Most importantly, this is no snow order, so often necessitating international collaboration for a comprehensive understanding, prevention, and effective treatment. That is why being part of the ERNN facilitates information, knowledge, and resource sharing among groups from different countries, helping us in solving complex cases through information exchange and the experience of diverse professionals. It also help us establish common standards for diagnosing, treating, and monitoring heart disease, contributing to enhanced healthcare quality and more consistent implementation of best practice across Europe. No?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And Juan, regarding the ERN, what can you contribute to the ERN?
First of all, there is a healthcare aspect. We think we can contribute with professional experience with up to 5,000 families with 40 different rare, very rare cardiac diseases. And also our contribution can be important on research-wise. We participate in different network collaboration, and we have facilities for registries, European and international registries dedicated to very rare cardiac diseases, which are different, difficult to find, and then that is the one of the interests to gather information, to collect information to help families and patients.
Thank you. And on the other side, Maria, what do you expect from the ERN?
Thank you. It's a good question. I find that the importance of the ERN as a platform for knowledge exchange among specialized professionals, ultimately benefiting the patients. Our collaboration and research projects between international groups have notably increased in recent years, and so I hope this trend continues to progress.
Thank you. Then I have also some personal questions for the both of you, and I would like to start with Juan. Where did you train, and who was your most important mentor?
I was trained in Murcia as a registrar, and then when I finished, I started my motivation, and I went to London for a specific training, 2 years training in international known center. And my mentors have been Professor McKenna and Professor Elliot from the St. George's Hospital and the Heart Hospital in London.
And Maria, where did you train, and who was your most important mentor?
It's a difficult question for me. I am a biologist, graduated from the University of Murcia, where I also completed my PhD thanks to Dr. Zamora, pharmacist and professor of physiology. His passion for work and research is what I believe that he transmitted to me. Later in 2007, I started working at the Hospital Virgen de la Risaca with Juan Ras Group. It was the beginning of the cardiogenetic unit, and I think that everything I know about family heart disease is thanks to him.
And Maria, what was your most important lesson learned? Can you tell us about it?
Maybe that we must always continue learning. There is always something or someone to learn from. And for this, it's important to listen to others, professionals and patients. In this profession, the importance of having a multidisciplinary point of view is increasingly evident.
And Juanra, what was your most important lesson learned?
I think it's similar to Maria, multidisciplinarity. I think this is working in the field of rare diseases, cardiac diseases, is a field that you need the integration of different knowledge from a group of experts with different background. And that's I think that is the beauty of this type of units.
And may I also ask you some other personal questions about sports? Juan, what is your favorite sport?
My favorite is running and swimming, and I try to find the time to go running or swimming 2-3 times per week. Yes.
Very nice. And Maria?
I'm not sure, but in my free time, that is not much. I love swimming, walking, and enjoying nature.
And then the final questions, if there is any time, where would you like to go on holiday, your favorite holiday destination? Juanra.
Well, different destination, not a single one, but any place that is nice nature in nature, beach or mountains with where I can have a place for do some sports and reading and try to relax. That's the aim. Thank you very much.
And Maria?
Well, in summer, I usually go on vacation to the beach, but I love traveling and seeing new places, so anywhere would be a good option.
Yes, perfect. Well, thanks to both of you for answering all these questions, and it was very nice to have you here. And also thanks to the listeners for listening to the podcast. We hope to meet you next week again. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, thank you.
Thank you.